Blog Talk Radio.
That was an old school jam. Queen Latifah, y'all. That UNITY. This is your host, OG Hunter, that business. This is the Movement 720 show that is for the people, by the people. My co host Sharon right now on her way back and on her way to be back on the show. She's been busy with this One Flag for All movement and also this HIV and AIDS awareness campaign that she's been amazing. Part of the state of Mississippi. So, if she's on her way, we're going to pray for safe travels from Portsmouth, Mississippi. She should be joining us in the next 30 minutes or so. But, we have a topic today. I want to discuss, and I got my brother Cooper today. There's a lot of things I want to say. I'm going to have to say that. Why? The penal system failed to rehabilitate in the state of Mississippi. Why does the penal system fail to rehabilitate? And in that, we're going to talk about the whole white supremacy. We're going to talk about how those from ending the creation of the field treat inmates in form of fashion that they're being treated as same for a lot of things going on in the United States right now, white and hatred. Hey, this is not a racist issue. These people and these things like this punishing anybody if they decide not a part there. So understand not a race issue at all. We're talking about people that have strongholds, hands on the neck, bugs, things, if they ain't done the same as a whole. We have a lot of issues. But white people and people who put this land together, make forceful ground, and it still is. So it's more or less like saying things haven't changed. It's just been funny. But for a moderate state of what we have as far as technology and things that we still lack in the past. Things have changed, but it's still the same. Since our last show, things have transpired. And the ACLU, who were depending on backing us, and the truth of the matter is they're not equipped to back them at the moment. SPLC consists of, I think, maybe four ladies in the state of Mississippi at this moment, and with the other cases that they have before ours, the manpower that they have is not enough. Got some that's not feeling that excuse. I was down. I was disappointed. You know what I'm saying? I'm human. And I want people to understand that. I understand that you're a human, but just like me, you got to keep pushing, man. This is the point where we see how strong we are. This is the point where we see what type of willpower we got and what kind of endurance we have as a whole, as a people. You know what I'm saying? This is where we see what we're built and made of right here. This is where we stand. So I'm asking all my people to stand strong, stand firm, hold your faith, stay focused, do not get off track, do not turn into allow yourself to have a negative mind state. Don't do that because you're not supposed to be that way anyway. We need all of you people, man, to stay on board, stay in tune, and keep pushing. This is where we really reach out to our loved ones. This is where we really reach out to the people to see what's going on. This is where we really see what kind of support we have on the outside. And for those who don't have support on the outside, don't worry about that. Just call your girlfriend or get your homeboy to get an extra person to call for them. You know what I'm saying? For you. Either way it go, we have to find some type of way to get people on board. You know, you really have to dig down deep, man, and focus on the fact that if we don't get this done ourselves, it's not going to get done. I mean, me, myself, I'm just being honest, man. I was tore up, you know what I'm saying, because I really feel like, man, what the guys go say? What's going to happen, man? Are they going to give up? Is this it? You know what I'm saying? Are we going to say, oh, we went through this before? Yeah, I know that. But how many other people before us have, too? We have an edge, we have evidence, we have people writing statements, which we got to have more of, because I think it was like 76 or some statements all together wrote. We got to do more. So whereas we feel like we've done enough, we really haven't. we did reach a goal in emails and things of that nature. But what I'm saying is we have to keep pushing. We can't settle with the limit. We got to go above the limit, beyond the limit. You know what I'm saying? We have to. We have to exceed our expectations and let these people come to the realization that, you know what, these guys ain't giving up, so we got to do something about this. We got to endure. We got to assist them. We got to see what's going on. We have to really have a cry for help. We have to really reach out into the heart and grab the hearts of the public man and the power that be and let them know that, look, this is genocide down here, man. In all forms, ways, and fashion, it's mentally, psychologically, spiritually, emotionally, is tearing these guys down, man. And you know, there's no way we're gonna succeed and make it or overcome this goal if we don't focus and we don't put forth effort. Now I applaud and I appreciate everybody that has assisted, that has come forward, that has put together an effort, that has done things, you know what I'm saying, to make this movement get as far as it's got right now. But we need more. We need more. This is not a situation where, you know, for you people that, you know, they ask for more and we'll then go get that. Nah. We don't even need to think that way. We need to really be focused. We need to really have our mind state set that we're going to get this done, because if you believe, you can achieve, man. I know this, man. It ain't number faith. It's the same thing as having faith. If you believe, you can achieve. If you don't believe in yourself, how can you expect somebody else to believe in you? It's a cycle. It's a process, man. But guess what? It starts individually, but it excels and ends together. It's unity. The prison system, man, is has a chokehold on the state of Mississippi. And this is what I mean by that. There's a wall set up. There's a wall set up that really basically blocks any attempt to overcome the struggle that they got these guys in. And we have to find a way to either climb over that wall, go around it, go under it, or break it down. Either way it go, it got to go. And we got to get beyond it and past it, because they know they have that wall. They stand proudly behind that wall with their hands on their hips saying, you know, we're not concerned about this. And that's their attitude. Anytime a person know that they can be punished for something that they're doing, that they can be sued, they can get prison time, they'll continue to do it. Even after seeing the last commissioner keep put in prison for doing wrong, you know they feel in their hearts there can't nothing be done to them. You know that. You know that's their mind frame. You know that's how they think it. There's no way around that. You know this. So what we have to do is not even be concerned about that. Let's move past all of that and keep moving forward and pushing, man, and doing what we got to do. Because guess what? Like I said, man, if we can't get it done, if we can't do it ourselves, who do you think going to do it for us? Just like you said, these people saying that they short of staff. You know, they hands are tied right now. You know, they're not saying it's over. They're just saying right now, at this particular time, they can't assist us. Am I going to sit back and point the finger at them and be mad? No, I'm not going to do that. That's childish, especially when I got a matter at hand that still needs to be taken care of currently at this moment. You know, these guys still suffering and going through stuff. So I don't know, man. It's rough, you know what I'm saying? Because you try to stay encouraged, you try not to be upset, you know what I'm saying? I've received phone calls. Hold on, one second. Yeah, I've got phone calls, I've got texts, emails, and things, you know what I'm saying, of people that's discouraged, you know what I'm saying? And I understand, I want y'all to know that I do understand. Not getting twisted, think for one moment that I don't understand. That's just like you racing the same person over again, no matter how much you train, how much you stretch, how much you treat your body the right way. You know, no matter who. You still can't be. So, I mean, it's in a situation where you're ready to give up, or what you gonna do? You keep going. I wouldn't even keep going. Giving up ain't never solved nothing. The baby continues to try hard. Continue to not just book. But you again, that's called faith. Trust the person. Trust you the one that gave you the breath. Right? You know what I'm saying? I mean, man, we're not God, but we can't create things like things happen. Things like this take time. So we're really special. But we're just understanding, you know, like, for the most part, I feel, and the attorney, which is something I'm focused on, like, also, the attorney, out, which he could have got done without any smoke, you know what I'm saying? But now we're to a point where we have not more than extreme, we can just show on. You know what I'm saying? Now that we're so open, we got people that don't come out of here, so I'm a ass. That's what we're working on now. We're trying to see if we can put fraternity, you know, family, we can see if we have one guy so where the ball is for him. So, credential, people that know him, Dominican, they face. And this guy right here has good track with them. Very, very respectful. Taking our time, being patient, finding out what we're about. And what's the first thing to do with this? With the standpoint, and I'm attacked if you'll see. So, since I feel this trip, what's good? But, I hope it's good where it's going. I'm saying, at some point, you gotta come out. This ain't work. We gotta do something. We really gotta find out. We gotta find out how to be. I don't know. I mean, I got people online. I we gotta get things together. We gotta get things together. You need that focus. In line, you know what I'm saying? In the sense what I mean, saying, you know, on the same page, they've done a great job. I applaud for week four. I know there are 4, 6, 7, you know what I'm saying, representatives. Sometimes 24. And we're going to have to start now on both family, friends, folks, outside. So, send an email so we can respond back to the phone call. So, you know, call or just set up an online meeting. One online meeting. You know, everybody, you know what I'm saying? And put their phones on. And just put some type of insight, some type of idea. As many, I'm thinking 100 right now. My goal. I want to see if we can get 100 on that. That's 650. But for every person that we have, we want somebody. So that's much right. If we ourselves say, oh, but you should way more, that's going to be a goal. That's going to be a goal. So I'm going to try to get that 650 on time. And still, our attention, our plan for what's going on in way. Because something that has gone on, I don't, you know, like Tuesday, tell a young female that's what's watching. I think I did hear that MDLC posted a comment on their page. And I hate when they do stuff like that. I feel like they get a win for like they did because longer they were forced to work 16 hours a day. Therefore, what I mean by that is coming 7 o'clock in the morning. They supposed to get up o'clock at night. But it's like 11 o'clock at night. It's about 11 o'clock at night. You know what I'm saying? And she was stayed up all night. This woman hasn't had no ring. She's young. She has a kid. And imagine, like, 8 hours or something. Okay, you've been overtime for 4 more hours. So you've been walking around all day in your feet. So you gotta eat something that's gonna make you a little tired. You know what I'm saying? Then, so it's time for you to stay, you know, really 6 more hours. Really 8 more hours. And you gotta ride home. And you say 45 minutes to an hour at night, you know. And this woman fell asleep on the wheel and off the light. You know what I'm saying? Hold on, 1 second. There's a lot of things going on. There's a lot of things going on. They don't tell people what they're doing. They're putting off the field. That's true enough. They understand. You know what I'm saying? Which is given by how this girl lost her life. Like, she shouldn't have lost her life. They should have distance here. Please, for these people to work here. It's like a lot of stuff going on. You know what I'm saying? You see how they walking right now. I'm going to let Brother Cooper come on there right now, see if he can elaborate on some of these things. It's crazy. What's going on, Cooper?
Well, what's up, fam? I've been listening to y'all, man. I just want to take the opportunity to thank everybody that's been supporting us and continue to support us, you know. And I don't look at it as a... I look at this opportunity as what we can build upon, you know. What I mean by that, we can constantly monitor our living condition, you know. As police shorter staff, we need to start taking, writing it down, dating and stuff. We can have all these facts in order. You know, and cons are taking pictures, you know, and things that they do try to confess, we monitor it. We write it down, stuff like that. We got to use this our advantage because we're trying to better our living condition and change how this penal system is doing us and treating us, you know. And it's always something occur that causes death, and they always pronounce unknown. You know, when they gonna get the facts right? You know, and we living in this society, the cage pen is more cleaner than at the zoo than what we living at now, right? And they're just known fact. This place needs to be condemned the way it's pouring in rain through the roof and everything. And so I want everybody to take the opportunity, even though it seems like a setback. We going to use it as our advantage. We going to keep pushing. You know, and we got to wait our turn because this other facility is ahead of us, another state that is ahead of us. Because we just got started, right? Yeah, we didn't have the number that we like to have, but we just getting started. So we going to keep on writing. We going to keep on letting our voice be heard. And we cause living matter to us. And being treated like human beings matter to us. So we're going to take on this responsibility. You know, like the civil rights movement, you know, it might have started that day. Well, you know, they didn't get the results they wanted that same day or the next day. It took years. You know, even like the right for vote. If you check the history, fam, when they went to try to get the women to vote, they gave us a whole constitution. We had to remember the whole constitution before we even get to cast our ballot. But we come over these hurdles, and these just a hurdle that we're going to have to jump over now. we got some strong minds, fam. We gonna protest these folks, cause our lives matter. Inside these walls and outside these walls, we got too many loved ones pay taxes for, and we can see that they not rehabilitate no one. So that's why a lot of guys get back out there and do something stupid, because you've been having them in a cage, telling them they ain't nothing but an animal. So that's how they're going to behave, because you ain't taught them nothing better. You know, they got these programs in place as on the education side, training and all this, but the list is so long, it's just for a selected unit. And that's crippling the rest that really want to get in there and try to better themselves before they can better their household when they get out, better their community as a whole. So I'm asking everyone, man, to dig deep. You know, just don't take this a bump in the road and think this is it. Get them pictures in. Cons it right. Let your voice, because you wrote one letter, write two or three more letters. Every day, talk to the next brother. Let them see where you coming from. Get them to write. We reaching out. And I'm asking y'all to reach not only from the inside, reach out from the outside. We need all the help we can get. If they want to be anonymous, you know, tell them to just put the name in their niece's name or somebody, their nephew name. For those on outside. Those on the inside, you know, let them know if they don't want to write the letter and send it through the administration way, send it through the email way. Because we need as much help as we possibly can, man. This is not an overnight thing that we're trying to do. But in the end, we're going to reap what we sow, fam. If we sit back and let these folks treat us like that, then that's how they're going to constantly have their foot on top of our necks. I say it's enough, it's enough. And it's time for us to push back. But we're going to push back with wisdom and knowledge, man. This is a nonviolent protest. I know they cons are beating on a lot of guys, jumping on them, and it might not seem that what we doing is getting somewhere. But trust me, man, we are getting messages out there. Our voice is being heard. This is a process that we got to take. It's a procedure. So y'all keep documenting this. Keep pushing. That's what I'm asking everyone to do.
Word, word, word. You know what, Cougar Man? I'm glad to have you on the show, fam. I'm gonna speak on several things, but I'm gonna be on the same subject. We all know that we dealing with a presidency right now that's like something we never seen before. I'm gonna be frank, man. I don't know how to be no other kind of way. We got a president that we had a president one time that had sexual relations with a female, and he was, you know how he was treated, Bill Clinton. Okay, but we have a president right now that's putting the entire country and other countries in jeopardy with his actions, and he hasn't been impeached yet. The paperwork hasn't been done and done. Okay, now we also have proof now, which has been discovered, that this man is kin to people in the Ku Klux Klan. He has not stood up against any acts that has been done toward blacks, Mexican, Latinos, whatever. You know what I'm saying? He has done nothing in defense of these people. And everybody now is speaking out on it. Politicians, act, comedians, preachers, normal citizens of America, everybody has spoken out against the things that this man has been doing. So, I mean, that's proof right there alone that white supremacy does exist. Okay, when you have a president that's basically supporting this, Whereas, you know, this hasn't happened since the civil rights time. You know what I'm saying? This hasn't even occurred for a long time, you know. And now it's to the point to where you have people get military equipment in the counties and states all over to prepare for a war that a lot of our people don't see. And it's crazy because we're in a penal system right now fighting for the rights of individuals that are already looked at by society and people that deserve to be here. And there was a war going on out there. So it's going to be hard to get the attention of the people out there because, for one, most of them ain't paying attention to the stuff that's going on out there around them. So get them to focus on these guys on the inside is going to be a task. But these guys on the inside have to realize that you have to fight for what you want. You got to. I'm not speaking, man. I'm violent. I'm speaking. I'm saying you can't give up. You have to stand. You have to keep coming up with ideas, your ideology. That's what being part of us is about. Coming up with ideas and concepts and ways to lead a movement and ways to lead and create things that's going to guide you into growing into a better person, individual. That's what we're supposed to do. We're not supposed to sit back and say, okay, well, I'm living by these rules and regulations, concepts, whatever laws. No, you got to continue to evolve. You have to continue to grow into a better person individually because those ideas that you come up with will be a benefit to everybody as a whole, which is the same thing as the concept of having one community, man. If we come together as one people, there's nothing that can't be achieved. There's no way around it. So with all the stuff that's going on out there in the world right now, you know what I'm saying, with this stuff being ignored, when it's being basically applied, people knowing that, you know, a person that's saying Black Lives Matter getting ran over with a car is wrong. You know, a black man being shot in the face, you know, that didn't have no gun and had his hands up is wrong. You know, I watched a video the other day, man, on Colin Kaepernick, and throughout that video, they were showing all the different murders. Man, it really truly amazed me because I knew about the Brown guy and Trayvon Martin and Sandra Bland. I knew about those people. But some of the stuff that I saw, man, that I never knew about, that I never seen, I was like, how in the world is this officer free? How can the president, now, I'm going to be honest with you, if that was Obama, Bill Clinton, any one of them people, they would have been on the scene. I'm just being real, they would have been on the scene. This man here hasn't even showed no type of sympathy. Not even just not doing nothing about it. He hasn't even shown sympathy toward the situation or how people feel. You know, and this is the president he's supposed to want. You know what I'm saying? The approval and the appreciation of the citizens of America. And you have a group of people which play a big percentage in the nation as itself, as a whole, that are against this. And nothing is being done. So they let you know that the power is way beyond our hands. And we've allowed it to grow. I read posts. I listen to people talk. There's a lot of people that don't see these things that's going on. And the fact that stuff that hasn't been done, nothing has been done about this stuff. Say it again, fam.
Yeah, I'm hearing you.
Okay. The fact that nothing has been done about what's going on now, man, is not to be turned a blind eye to. We really have to focus, man, and you know, plant our feet and stand firm because right now we're fighting a lot of battles at once. And, you know, I was battling, you know, saying back and forth with Shay about the topic, you know what I'm saying, about mixing. I was cautious about mixing white supremacy in with this, and there are some things that she really discovered, you know what I'm saying, and she's seen and she felt strongly about. And I think she is online now. I'm gonna tune her in right now and see if I can get her to elaborate on that right now. What do you say, Shay?
Okay.
You online, Shay? Sharon, can you hear me? Well, she's on. I don't know if she can hear me or not. But let me know when you want, Shay. Text me or something. But right now, Okay. She just let me know to give her a second. Go ahead, bro. Go ahead and say what you were saying.
I would say that, you know, the president, they gonna make more. They make more money when at war, cause they selling guns and all that. And the first place they gonna get these military guys at is straight out of poor neighborhood, man. They gonna draft them. And I love ones going over there fighting a war that he done started. Because he really don't care about the majority. And the majority in this country is black, Latino, and so forth. It's of color. And we're going to keep us crippled for all time, fam. They trying to impeach him now. You know, I had posted it. Well, the Senate's trying to impeach him, going to draw off the paper to impeach him. Because this president, man, he really don't care about none of us whatsoever. And, you know, I'm surprised he got voted in because they had pictures of him in standing to the claims. No, so it's not a big shock to me. It's just an idea that we didn't go out and vote. You know, in certain areas, we didn't get out and vote. And so this result that we got, that just shows how determined we got to be by our poverty voting is, fam. We got to get out there. We can't assume that this person gonna win or that person got our best interest at all. Donald Trump ain't got nothing for us but negativity, fam.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm a negativity. Look at the police are getting killed, fam, and they ain't getting found guilty on it. Unarmed, man. Just like you said, they ain't getting found guilty on it. Tased one person four or five times in the chair, in the strength gear. I seen that on TMZ. All they got was spent with pay is on investigation. That's it. Same is here, man, when they go in prison. They'll be the guy that locked up, then turn around and wipe that guy up for assault on office. He go to the hole, and that's on his jacket for 10 years.
Show what they do to him. That's exactly what they do.
You know, until we say that's enough and start pushing back, man. You know, and I keep saying, it ain't going to be no overnight thing. You have to be in it for the long haul. You got to. You got to constantly let your voice be heard, constantly repeat yourself. Because you got to reach in a business. Because this is a cause that is deadly. Because life is at stake. And we always suffer from it, in and out. Just different forms. But we always suffering together at home. So we must gather ourselves as a whole. Unite as a united force. And start pushing back, fam. Set up riders, protest, you know. Get our message out as much as we possibly can. No matter who we meet, somehow we're going to have to let this come up in our conversation.
It's sure that time, fam. It's that time for real, man.
Yeah.
Where you at, Shay?
I'm here.
What's going on with you?
Nothing much. It's been a crazy busy day, but I finally made it. I heard some of the topic that you said we was putting heads about. And I'm so glad Mr. Kruger spoke up on it because we got to understand what we're up against. Okay, baby, you take care.
Oh, yeah.
we have to understand what we're up against. And the reason why everything is the way it is, you have to go back and you have to look at history. So with me trying to bring about a change with MDLC, as I stated in my press conference on Tuesday, I had to go back and read about their history. And it was so surprising that the ideology from the 1800s is still alive today. So that's why they have the notion of rehabilitate anybody. And I think I'm on topic. I've been from Port Gibson back community events, so if I'm off topic, y'all just let me know. But I think that's where you're going.
We was basically on the same topic. I told him the topic and the subtopic, the one with Dave about why the penal system fails to rehabilitate, but I also said that white supremacy has part played in that, and that he was going to discuss with people on the show what you found and what you discovered concerning that.
Okay. Well, I was right on point then. So, you know, parchment never, from its birth, it never was designed for rehabilitation and the education of inmates. Parchment was designed, is designed by nature for slave labor, convict leasing. This is history. That's the birth of MDOC. It's embedded and it is ingrained, even in the black officers. That's the ideology that they possess, that, you know, inmates are degenerates, they're castaways, they're nobodies, that's only good for hard labor, and that's not able to even be rehabilitated. That's the idea. That's what they believe. That's what it was born and bred on. And so when we have these type of ideologies, not only with MDOC, but we even see it in the White House. You know, law governs everything. Ideologies is the birth of laws that we have in our country. First, you have an idea to try to either bring about a change or control something or tilt the balance of power in your favor. And so those ideologies manifest into laws and practices and policies. And we have to begin to understand that in order to go about fighting against the beast and breaking it down, because you can't defeat something you don't understand. I didn't even understand it at first myself when I said, oh, my God, I mean, it's black officers treating other black men like they're less than human. Well, now I understand why. Because it's the culture. And right now we're in a cultural revolution. And some things are going to get shaken up and removed and replaced. But we have to understand why it is that it's the way it is first. We have to understand that. You know, everybody is upset with Donald Trump. For what? I'm not. I know where he is. I know where he come from. I know his history. I know his ideology. He is doing exactly what he's supposed to do based on what he believes. So when you understand that, then you know how to come against it. Now, let me tell you how we begin to break down the ideology and tilt things back in our faith. Laws. Every time that, even in, not just with the MDOC, but with the government, I'm going to use the Confederate monuments where everybody was saying, well, they just statues, just leave them alone. Those statues came about when we were freed as a people. In 1864, that's when you saw statues going up all over the world by the Daughters of the Confederate Veterans.
everybody smoked out.
That's when we saw that. It was a reason for that. So that's why they matter. They put them up based on the ideology to always remind the black people that subservient and that their leaders were superior. So we must begin to understand, you know, history. And then a lot of stuff won't be so surprising to us when we begin to fight about it or we see all this white supremacy emerging. So on that, I yield the mic.
Okay. Now, what I want to say is this. We have a stigma on our head, you know what I'm saying? A positive point, if I can say. Whereas, okay, with the things that's going on now, like I just said, and the battles that we're dealing with MDOC, right? The commissioner is sort of like the president, you know what I'm saying? Whereas the country is battling against the mistreatment of white supremacists and hate groups and stuff of that nature, you know what I'm saying? As really what they call it, a terrorist group. That's what they're really supposed to be labeled as, terrorist groups. They're not fighting against them the way they will fight against the people that's like Saddam Hussein and all these people like that, ISIS. They're not doing that. But people are being killed at the same numbers is what I'm saying. People are dying at a higher rate. You know what I'm saying? Because ISIS, like, they plan their killings. They really, like, don't do it. Like, you know, every other month you go hear about something happen. But this stuff is going on, like, every day or every week in America. The home where we live at, you know, in the states and towns and counties and countries. I mean, in cities where we live at. You know what I'm saying? That's what's really going on right now. But in the penal system, okay, you have a commissioner that gets on TV just like Trump, says a whole lot of nonsense, and she gets applauded for it. Okay, now the people that applauds her, we're not focused on them. We're focusing on the people that really might, if we're able to communicate with them and let them know what's really going on, they might say, you know what, I didn't know that. You know, that's not right. What can I do to help? My goal, you know what I'm saying, is to get people who think that way, people who have understanding, people who have heart, people that can rationalize it and really see how bad this situation is within the penal system. That's what my focus and target is right now. So as we get ready to move forward with this protesting and all these things of that nature, I'm asking that the people that's listening, you focus on trying to get your people to, you know what I'm saying, assist us in any kind of way as far as standing up. That's what we're trying to get done right now. It's crazy. Brother Kruger, where you at? You on? It's crazy. We really got to make a push, too, man, with these guys on these letters, because I still feel like we need those letters more emails. I still feel like we need to collect as much evidence as we can, because at the end of the day, being able to prove that what's going on in MDOC is a problem, you know, if we got proof of this, document this, and keep a paper trail on what's going on, there's no way possible, man, that we can. But it's like getting over this hump. We got to get over this hump that they always people that give up and feel like they're lost. You know, once you file the paperwork and they reject you, turn you around, and they, you know, mistreat you, whatever, you don't get discouraged to the point where you stop. We let them motivate you to do more and go even harder. You know what I'm saying? Because they expect you to quit. They expect you to give up. That's how it's always ended. That's how it's always been. But if you show them you got wins and you really trying to make it, you know what I'm saying? You're tired and the people outside and the powers that be are backing you, and this is being talked about everywhere now and on the news, all type of publicity being directed and fingers pointed at MDOC, then they're going to have to do something about it or risk losing, you know what I'm saying, being shut down. They're going to have to. At the end of the day, when their jobs are threatened, they're going to have to. And then guess what? When they're going to make a change, we can push then to get fired, or even before. We can push then. I think Shayna was talking about something about getting the four-star to retire or resign or put him to fire him. I think we need to focus on that. And guess what I just found out? This is a superintendent that lives across the street from MSP. He said he lives somewhere else in the town, too. But this man has a partner. 6-7 vehicles walk on the ground. And this is a new city. I'm going to put this in the back. All right. He's not commissioned here. You know how he got his name. But this superintendent that has a dually truck. You do know how much those cost. An L250 truck with the double wheels on it. King cab. So run them numbers up on that one. An old school Chevy with rims on it, like one of the others. A camper truck. A 64 Thunderbird. And another truck. On Parchment Ground, outside of the cars that he had parked in Georgia. They tell me, like, for one, these people don't live on ground. Why are your people parked on the ground in Parchment? What are you doing with them? Where do you get the funds to pay for all this stuff? See, like, that's how Christopher Ellis got put out of office. So people start asking questions. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, we got a house there. What's going on? You know, so let's go check his account and try to see if these things add up. And guess what? They're going to investigate before you throw it in the charge. See, we got to show these people that we know things too, and we got angles and we got ways to unseat them and put them in the place, you know, where we ain't got to worry about them. All this evidence, all this information needs to be documented. We need to change this stuff. Fix this stuff, man. We need to stop, like, saying, okay, well, this is what's going to do. It's not going to help us. Man, it's going to. We got to find a way to build our sense of perspective and productive mind frame and be focused on, you know what I'm saying, not giving up. We got to. There's no way around that. You know what I'm saying? Because I truly believe myself, you know, that the more stuff that we can present, the more stuff that we can put in the face of people that show them, you know, we got everything. So, in other words, if a person is on trial for murder and when he first initially goes to court, go to plead, like, okay, so he said he won't go to trial. Because he won't see the evidence that they have against him. Now, this person might know what he did, okay? But he's trying to see if he can beat it in court, right? But when it's time to go to court, his lawyer's not supposed to discover strands of hair, DNA, the food that he was there, and other things, right? That person is not going to want to go to trial because they know they're going to lose. You understand what I'm saying? So if these people at MBOC know that you got pictures, that you got paperwork file, statement, that you got evidence that underhanded stuff going on, that some type of illegal enterprise stop making money, what's going on, some extortion is going on. Guess what? This place is going to look to the public now corrupt. We know they corrupt. We got a full understanding of how dirty. We know that. But if we can literally, man, get this exposed, I know for a fact we can get it done. Now, tomorrow, man, we're going to be giving out some information concerning what can be done. We got some new solutions that we're about to come up with. We got a new direction that we're going in. We want to keep pushing, man. We're not going to stop. We're going to give out some information so we y'all can cut. We got to take a chance on what kind of iPhone. Tomorrow, we're going to continue what we got going on. We want to get more guys on time. Some more guys that go to get their payments. We're trying to get to them to the point to get them focused the right way into the right direction of what's next step to further assist them. We're not not going to allow these guys to get there. I love the fact that it's great for cool. And without me, I appreciate you. It's blessed to have guys tired. So we can't let those that get their efforts in the bank. There's no way in the world we're going to let that happen. So I appreciate Shay, I appreciate Day, I appreciate Son. Like, I appreciate everybody that's been so focused on for the action sessions, you know what I'm saying, for applaud that's what they got jumped on. VIP been playing too. Gavin Steele, folks still been stuff. So even the ones that most times would have given up, you know what I'm saying? Just staying strong and stand at first. So I'm just asking for the people that may not want to join the crowd, man. Let's keep moving. Let's stay focused. Let's not be concerned about, you know, the things that didn't work. Let's try to find some things that we can make for. With that being said, Shay, what do you
have? I'm here.
Or what you
have? Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Shay.
Yeah,
you
I'm
hear
here.
Me?
You're right. Yes, I can hear you. You know, when you're trying to change your history and the way things normally work, it's going to take two or three times. You know, you may try one time, it may not work, but you cannot get discouraged. You cannot give up. If one door is not open, you go to the next, and you go to the next, and you go to the next. And eventually a door, you know, will open. This is not something easy. You know, think about it. You're trying to, that's just like if you have been conditioned to going to your auntie's house every Sunday, eating Sunday dinner. You don't still go over there on them Sundays well after she gone until it finally realize and dawn on you that, okay, this is not tradition anymore. That's what you fight up against when you're trying to make things better and change the system. The system is a group of ideas and customs and, you know, the ways of doing things. And to break that tradition is hard because you're not going to get everybody to come on board. If I say, well, y'all come over to my house this Sunday for Sunday dinner. Well, now we used to going over to T.T.'s house for Sunday dinner. Well, we ain't no longer doing that. You always going to have people that's going to buck against the grain. But what do? You cook that Sunday dinner and you invite the ones that's going to come. And eventually, everybody will come along. And then things will change. So you can't get discouraged. You can't give up. It's okay to get mad, but, you know, get mad, get glad, and as the old folks say, you know the rest. But keep on fighting. Because if you stop, then you ain't going to change nothing. Because it's frustrating. It is extremely frustrating to sit up and figure out, well, okay, if this don't work, try something else. You have to try two or three different things, you know, because me personally, I'm not going to stop. If I have to stand alone by myself, I'll just be standing there. If you really about that business and say you want to see a change, then you'll do what it takes to change it. You know, you have to protest. You have to write letters to Congress. You have to stand out in the rain. You have to protest the most. You have to find the people that had the same common interest as you to want to see a change. And that's a process. It takes time. It don't happen overnight. You know, I've been trying to get the Confederate emblem removed from the Mississippi State flag, me and my sister, for the last 2 years. But guess what? There's a lot of flags that came down, right? But we got to keep on going until the process is done. It's trials and tribulations. Everything is not going to work when you want it to work or how you want it to work. But we cannot give up if we want conditions to be better for our sisters and brothers and for the penal system to really be about what they say they're about, and that, you know, rehabilitation and stopping group punishment and educational classes. I was looking at some stuff last night about San Quentin. I didn't even think it was a prison, all the programs. Some of their programs was better than college courses. You know, but guess what? It was even a process in that. But we cannot get discouraged. The ones who stood before us did not. And it's okay if you think something is going to work, and when you try it, it don't work. Okay, that didn't work. Let's try something else. You have to keep trying. That's the main thing. Because remember, we're up against ideas that has shaped the everyday inner working of our government. I yield back to you.
I would tell you something too, like, oh, I ain't trying to be funny. Got a million people in the world that think they can live stuff. I promise, man. You got everywhere you go is a debate or argument about what one person thinks that they know more than the next person. But with all these people in the world that's like that, this the United States, alright, with all that going on, how is it they can't see what's going on around them? I mean, if you're that smart, there's nowhere in the world you can't see or recognize what's going on with the presidential situation, the government. Man, these people have a plan. You know what I'm saying? And, like, I don't see enough people concerned about trying to figure out what it is, and once you figure out what it is, how you can change yourself. But they making progress. When you see confusion in the world, when you see white people that are racist and supremacist getting stronger, when you see weapons being collected, when you see weapons being placed, weapons of mass destruction being placed in your cities that are so peaceful town, military trucks and stuff coming through, and you know there's no war going on over here. It got to be. Got to be something going on. Man, I want people to be wise, man. I'm just being all with the real. Like, okay, if you don't see this, you really, man, it is real threat of death, destruction in the United States, right? Imagine, right, a bar fight. You may have certain types of people. Let's just say you got black and white. One person call a black person. Before you know it, that bar gets tore up. You hear me? Man, it's going down in that bar. You hear me? Okay. Expand that bar into a state. All right. We go down that state. You gonna have, we gonna take one person to say, man, we ain't going for that. It's gonna spread. I just feel like it's gonna spread, man. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna spread on the level where. Do y'all understand what's going on? This stuff was purposed to be this way. It was set up to be this way. It's conquer and divide, and they know that we destroy ourselves, you know, more than they do. Each other, put it like that. So why not? So let's get all these out the way. Because they know a lot of black people are fair for weapons to the things they don't get education-wise. And that's why we try to get to pay attention to what's going on, because the community that's in poverty, communities of color, are not fair. They're not. And you got to understand, the power is already stacked against us. So to not be prepared, man, it's even worse. You automatically disadvantage yourself by not knowing what you should know. So, I mean, It's a battle within a battle. But when stuff start hitting the fan, you got to understand, like, there's still going to be people, like, taking the time to try to figure out what's going on. It's like, you ain't going to have that thing. Just tell us something right now. We got to get it straight. But we got to get some stuff done before the world beats to where we can't get no help for these guys because they're too busy trying to save their own lives. It's serious, man. You know what I'm saying? It is a very serious situation. And right now, our main focus is the penalties. But we have to understand everything as a whole to be able to know, like Shay said, what we're fighting up against and how to fight it. There's no way around that, man. I really wish you could stay and focus on what's going on. It's a lot about the happiness. It's a lot about the happiness that I really truly want. You know what I'm saying? People understand what's going on. Closing in on that show. Shay, what did you got to say?
You're absolutely right. I just,
I mean, it's the same thing from the presidency to the commissioner. It's like the same setup on a smaller scale. And it's like these guys, I mean, you can look at it so many different ways, but the motivation is going to be damaged because, you know, this is the reality. But at the same time, we need to try to get the word out, try to get understanding. Okay, this stuff happens around you from the outside. Okay, let's start right here so we can get straight in the state of Mississippi. See what I'm saying? If you can get something done for the rights of prisoners' lives matter too. You know, they matter too. So if we can get the focus on all these things at once, guess what? We're going to have reports. We're automatically going to be able to get the stuff because we're going to have booze. Coming together. Concept and the idea that if you come together as a group, you can get more things done. That strength from a bunch of movements coming together can be what we need. So, I mean, I don't know if that was you was going to elaborate on, but I just wanted to say that shit.
You know, yeah, I'm pretty much in a nutshell, but we also must understand. Everybody's not going to come, and that's okay. You know, and it speaks of that. We know that. A lot of times you don't need a whole group of people to make a move, to start doing anything. Because when I started doing what I needed to do, guess what? I started by myself because I was commanded and instructed that I better do something. Basically, I was commissioned by Pitbull to do it. So, this fight is not going to be for everybody. And we're not going to, well, I don't, get mad when I ask somebody, hey, come on, we going to feed the children. That's just like at the two events that I did today in the community doing something for the kids. You think half the folks showed up that's over there in that neighborhood? For jealousy and hatred, but that's okay. You still got to move forward. You still got to go on. But we're going to have to come together. We are all different. We're going to have different ideas. You know, it's going to be some know-it-all folks somewhere. Let them know it all. We're going to try everything. We're going to try what you want. If it don't work, we're going to try something else. If that don't work, we'll try somebody else's idea. Because we have to keep trying. Because we don't know what will work. Because a lot of this stuff, you know, it's a shock to see white people blatantly act and speak out and do some of the stuff that they've been doing. It's not a shock to me because I read, I know history, I knew it was coming. But in order to save us, we don't have to take the ones that's willing, leave the rest behind, and be about their business and stand firm and don't retreat. And just stay the course and keep fighting. And it'll change. I guarantee you it will change. That's how it was designed to do. AeroPress group of people that you have ever known has always had an uprising and came out as the victor. Every single last one. I don't know one yet. Y'all know one, let me know, because I don't know everything. And that's what we're going to have to do. You know, we planning a protest to protest MDOC. As soon as we get the date set, we'll be putting that out there. You know, another organization, I saw where a newspaper article in the Clarion Ledger, I didn't fully read it all, but, you know, they challenging MDOC about no family visitations because of the excessive lockdown. So the process is beginning. And keep moving and have a love and passion so strong for injustice to where it keeps you up late at night trying to plan and strategize on how to move and how to do what we need to do to make things better. So it's going to change. I have faith that it is.
We got to continue to get these people, man, focused on the fact that, you know, support, man, support for the community and the people, the family members, man, you know what I'm saying, that they have some type of concern for the well-being of these guys, you know what I'm saying, like, there's no knock against those of course, but, like, if we can just get both sides, maybe we can do no more mistakes, you know, hey, we're going to protest, we're going to rally with you guys, the peace from the nonviolence. I'm saying there's nothing going on. It's positive. But, like, we really need people to indulge and participate in the system coming forward, man, and to get these trials and activities and get people. It's really not changing. It's getting worse. And as she stated earlier, man, it's been going on for years. So it's like bad sanitation. You know what I'm saying? And place these guys with the people, what? You know, like, they're not being rehabilitated no type of way. They're not being rehabilitated no type of way at all. You know what I'm saying? Hey. And like I say, you got guys who are losing their lives. Somebody died in Green County this year. You got more deaths, man. Do you understand? Like, people are dying. Like, and they don't even worry about the reason. They're not trying to stop it. They're not trying to, you know, they just focus on contraband. You know, let's find contraband and punish these guys. Look, contraband and punish these guys. What about the guy that lost his life? You know what I'm saying? What about counseling? What about treatment? What about investigation? What about, you know what I'm saying, change, improvement, activity, recreation, legal assistance, education, you know, better food, living conditions? What about these things? What about the overall health and well-being of these guys who are supposed to be rehabilitating themselves, preparing to be placed back in society? What about that? That being said, y'all, we're getting ready to close the show out, man. We're going to be on the show tomorrow at 5:30 sharp, man. We're going to ride out with a two-hour period. And we're going to indulge more and dig deep into this continued mystery of MDOC. I'd like to thank my co-host, Sharon Brown. This is your host, OG, on the business. It's been the movement, Steps 20. Y'all can go on our website, themovement.site13.md. And also check us out on blogtalkradio.com/7. Check our archives out. We roll going on 3 months now, y'all. Let's be doing this, man, for less than 30. We are for the people, by the people who believe each one to reach every person. This has been the movement, Steps 20. Your host, OG Hell and Bennett, Sharon Brown. We appreciate y'all and our show, man. Thank you. Good night.
Good night.